For WAMC News, I'm Hannah Gauthier. Now that September is here, Halloween decorations are going up and candy is on the shelves. But ghosts and ghouls are a year-round focus in popular culture, from films like The Conjuring to Discovery Channel's Ghost Adventures. Haunted hotels and vacant buildings have become travel destinations for those seeking the supernatural, and the phenomenon has touched New York's Capital Region. Nestled in Congress Park, less than 2 miles from the city's renowned horse racing track, the Saratoga Springs History Museum runs daily ghost tours.
Okay, come on up. We slip in the history without people even knowing it.
Around the museum, Executive Director James Prillo is known for trying to debunk ghostly happenings and was initially hesitant to bring in TAPS, the paranormal group from the TV show Ghost Hunters International.
We started our ghost tours back about 2010, and it was after we were on the TV show Ghost Hunters.
Hey, Jay, there's some kind of intermittent EMF reading going on out here. It'll spike in this area and then dissipate, spike and dissipate. So what was that?
Some of us didn't want to do it because I said, well, no, we're an educational institution. We're a museum. We don't really want to be, you know, associated with that. And I said, you know what? Well, why not? It's things that we really experience.
The building was built in 1870 by John Morrissey, and it was known as the Canfield Casino. Under owner Richard Canfield, it was an illegal gambling den for the rich, called the Clubhouse. Tour guide Charlie Kenzel says the Canfield Casino was the most popular gambling institution in the world, outperforming Monte Carlo on a per diem basis. It operated until 1907, when gambling was outlawed in the city. During the casino's 37-year run, it revolutionized gambling by being the first institution to use chips to represent money. After the casino closed, it was purchased by the Saratoga Springs History Museum. On a recent summer day, Kenzel, vice president of the museum's board of trustees, leads a 6-person tour into the parlor room where he recounts the history of the Canfield Casino and Saratoga's role as an innovator in gambling. Previously, Kenzel was a teacher and taught astrophysics. He remembers the cold February meeting when the board of trustees contacted the paranormal group, which he had never heard of before.
One of the basic premises that we operate with here, and most psychic groups and investigative groups do too, is that a lot of times energy that could be associated with people, that energy can sometimes manifest itself in personal belongings. So what you're looking for is who was here, what personal effects are here that allow energy and therefore that person to still be here with us.
Executive Director Prillo leads the rest of the tour through the second and third floors of the museum.
So for years, this museum hadn't changed much. The gallery across the hall was a Victorian parlor that stayed that way for about 30 years. So my curator convinced me that we wanted to make changes on it. It's January when we're closed to the public. We're sitting in the office after at the end of the day planning what our next day's activities were going to be, and then we start hearing that sound. And we have those things all over the museum. So Michael and I, or one volunteer and I stayed in the office. We sent Michael around to start, you know, playing with all the chimes to figure out where the sound was coming from. And it was from one we had just taken out of that room. We put on the table right here. So, you know, and that's something we sort of commonly started to experience. If you had something that stayed in place for a long time and you made changes, activity increases.
Interest in the paranormal isn't limited to the Spa City. Stacy Torres is an assistant professor of sociology in the Department of Social and Behavioral Sciences at the University of California, San Francisco. She sees the interest in haunted attractions as a means of comfort for some people.
If we're going to these sites where we feel like there's some ghostly activity or signs of the afterlife, that can be very comforting. It could be some sort of flicker of hope that, you know, when you die, this is not the end, that maybe you can exist in some other way.
Torres says going to such locations can be a means of circumventing the taboo of talking about death and aging. Torres says growing up, she loved the film The Amityville Horror and the fact that it was a real place not far from her home in New York City. She says movies like that and recent films like the Saw series could be drawing people to supposedly haunted locations.
In times where there's a lot of change happening. You know, we have a lot of technological change. There's a lot of, especially now, kind of political upheaval and uncertainty. It's kind of a safe way, I think, to release tension or be scared, you know, in a way that it is not really going to harm you. And so I think that there's a similar phenomenon happening with horror movies, right? Like these different horror movies that we watch allow us to be scared in a way that is less risk than the actual, you know, real problems that we have in the world.
As the tour wanders around the third floor of the Saratoga Springs History Museum, said to be the most haunted area, Mario Salinas snaps photos, hoping to get a picture of a ghost. Salinas and his fiancé have visited the museum before and heard about a volunteer's supernatural experience while visiting the gift shop.
Yes, my fiancé will tell you that I watch paranormal videos all the time and they get freaked out.
Perillo says working with the ghost hunters taught the museum staff a lot about what could be in the building and brought in more visitors. 15% of the museum's admissions budget comes from ghost tours.
I know from the things I've experienced, there's something strange here.
Reporting for WAMC News in Saratoga Springs, this is Hannah Gauthier.